This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Halsey, 7:30 for your chance to win. She'll be here in November. Going to be at Fillmore. Should be a great show, right?
Yeah,
should
it's going to be a really good show.
I asked you a few minutes ago about your weekend plans. I've got a pretty action-packed weekend.
You got a jacked-up weekend. I don't even know.
I've got
that.
A pretty action-packed weekend coming up, man.
Where no one wants
wait.
You.
My kid, I talked
this
about this
is so
yesterday.
Weird, you guys.
This wedding, there's a wedding taking place, and it's my son's best friend getting wedding. In fact, my
getting
son
wedding?
Getting wedding. Getting wedding, yeah.
Getting married.
Getting married. Sorry, I'm confused. And they've been best friends since middle school, okay? But he's getting married. My son is the best man. I don't think they want me there. I swear. I had to ask my way to get an invite to the wedding.
Right.
Once I got an invite to the wedding, I was told there's no table or no plate at the table for you.
For the reception.
So I can't stay for the dinner because it's limited, I guess. And
even,
then yesterday.
Even though you paid for the bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The bachelor party, which was a month ago.
Right.
Flew my kid in here.
Yeah.
Got a place up in Granby.
For all the boys.
For the boys.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do anything. I took care of all of it for them. But now the wedding, it's here. It's for later on today. And yesterday, it's like they don't want me to go to the wedding now. And I'm getting frustrated with them.
Well, I have proof they don't, but go ahead. Tell the story.
All right. So my son, I don't know what time the wedding is. The first time we talked about it, a month ago, this whole, the bachelor party and everything, it was at 2:30 in the afternoon. I specifically remember that because I had a little bit of a issue getting Frog from school. He gets out at 3 o'clock. So I knew 2:30 was in my head. So yesterday, I asked, and he says, well, Dad, it's hard to say because it's kind of floating around a little bit now, the time of the wedding. Who floats a wedding tie?
Exactly.
Nobody floats a wedding tie.
No, there's always a hard start, man.
Yes, yeah. It's a hard start.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, dude, do me a favor. Will you find out what time the wedding starts, please, and text me?
Okay, and so how much time between you said that and that he texted?
An hour.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe.
Well, then I don't have proof.
Maybe.
Because I thought he immediately texted you, it's 5 p.m. And I was like, oh, he knew all along. He knew all along what time it was.
Okay. No, it was 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Yeah. 20 minutes. Now that I look at it.
Okay.
I
forgot.
All right.
So he texts you back 20 minutes later, it's 5 p.m.
It's 5 p.m.
But they didn't give you an address.
No.
No.
No. Like, I'm supposed to know where this damn wedding is, right? So I write back. I go, dude, can I get a location?
Yeah.
I need to put it in my phone. I got a little GPS action here.
Right.
I don't know where the hell I'm going. So he texts back, blah, 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 so-and-so drive. That's it.
Maybe,
see you there, Dad. What are we doing? Do I put together an envelope with a little card in it, a little cash for the wedding party?
But see, here's the thing.
I've thought of all this, Jamie.
Here's the thing. Because it's a small, intimate wedding with just the college bro bras and stuff, maybe they don't want a little kid there. You know?
Like, yeah. Maybe.
Are you taking,
or an old man.
Are you taking Frog?
No.
Oh.
No. Okay.
Frog's not even going.
That would make sense.
Yeah,
right?
Because I mean, no. we specifically in our wedding, Bree and I, we specifically said we don't want any kids there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I thought it was maybe that.
Not the case, because originally, like I said, 2:30, he's in school, whatever. He was never going
Does
to begin with.
Does he know that you're not bringing a kid, a little kid?
Because
that might be the problem.
No, I've already told him I'm the only one.
Oh, well.
Okay. None of this is adding up.
Then this is you.
It's really beginning to look a lot like Dad.
Yeah.
You know, because my wife can't go, and I told him that. She can't go because of the change.
Her.
She's got a doctor's appointment.
So it's not her. It's not the little kid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh.
There's no one else.
What did I do? Why would I be at this wedding? This is not like a, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's I'm going to go back to what I said yesterday, and I do believe this, because all your kids are Democrats, and they're all going to be there, and you're a Republican. I don't think they want to hear you.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, but
I'm just going to slide in, be in the audience.
They can't trust you.
Word.
They can't trust you.
Here's what I'm going
to
do.
Not to wear a MAGA hat.
No, I'm going to do better than that. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over to Ranky Brothers. Uh-huh. I'm getting myself one of those floppy dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You know, that costume.
Yeah, the inflatable.
The inflatable dinosaur.
Just wear it.
I'm going to wear that to the wedding.
Yeah. I dare you.
That will teach them right there.
That's so weird. They really don't want you there, like at all.
Isn't it wild?
Yeah.
It's just bizarre to me. And I'll find
the
truth.
And it's all your kids. They're all going to be there, right?
Lee won't be.
Oh, okay. No. But two.
Jared didn't grow up with these particular boys, but the other two will. The one from New York,
right.
And Austin's from L.A.
Yeah.
But they'll both be there, yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it bizarre? These kids, I swear, kids, I swear. And there's no rift between me and Austin or Andrew.
I know.
There's not. There's something on the inside of the wedding, which maybe he's been told by them, don't bring your dad.
I was going to say, maybe it's the friend. Maybe it's the groom.
Maybe it is the friend.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The family on that side, the people getting married, have told Austin, don't bring your dad.
Yeah, we agree with that.
We don't want your dad here.
Yeah. My parents don't like him.
There could be something to that.
My parents don't like him. They never liked him. Okay. And said Austin's the guy in the middle that has to deliver it to Dad. Dad, they're a little shaky on the start time.
He's trying
it's
everything.
It's kind of waffling.
Yeah. So the start time's waffling. Then he didn't give you an address.
You better check that address. It may be a fake one.
And then they already kicked you out of the reception.
So he's having a hard time telling his dad what the real truth is.
Right.
Dad, they don't want you.
Why don't you just flat out ask him, do they not want me there?
Well, I'm going to do that at dinner tomorrow night.
All right.
Because I'm going to take the boys out tomorrow night.
I thought the wedding's tonight.
It is. I'm taking the boys out to dinner.
Before you go, I'm saying.
No, I'm not worried about it. I'll just show up. I'm not worried about it. I'll just show up.
You should care. Like, maybe they don't want you there.
I don't care, Jamie. It doesn't matter to me if they want me there.
Well, it's not your wedding.
I don't care. My sons are going to be there.
Okay.
If my sons are there, I'm going, okay? So I'm not worried about that, but
maybe
I will
find out.
This is
part of the problem, your attitude.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm showing up.
I don't care. I'm going. Because you get so boastful about everything. Maybe that's part of the problem. I don't care. You think I care? It's my wedding.
I've got an invite now. I'm going. I'm going to show up. Now it's a revenge attendant.
Dude, just to stick it to him.
Take that, pal. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next. It's a Friday, man. I am so glad the weekend is here. I was telling Carson earlier, it's been just a terrible week.
Yeah, it has been.
I mean, all the news stories and everything out there, it's been draining.
I can't figure out this radicalization of this 16-year-old kid. I can't figure that out. They won't say
anything. What do you mean?
Because they said he was radicalized by a group, the kid in Evergreen. Right. I don't. But they
brainwashed.
I understand what it means. Okay. Thank you.
I don't understand what you can't figure out.
They won't give us any details about it.
Oh, what party has radicalized him?
Yeah. It's just really odd. A 16-year-old?
No, you're right about that. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's not good.
No, I know.
But yeah, I don't know what...
I mean, what group is around Evergreen that's doing that to 16-year-old kids?
It's probably online.
I don't know.
That's
it's
what
just
I'm
bizarre.
Thinking. I'm thinking it's something online.
Very
that's
bizarre.
What I would think, too.
Yeah.
He spends time, maybe he's gaming or something like that, and fell into this group or something
I don't know.
Like that.
I don't know. On the out by the cabin, there's a cult out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Evergreen seems so nice.
I know, right? Doesn't it? Holy hell. Yeah.
Maybe the wedding I'm going to is a cult.
What?
Oh, man, you're just digging that hole, man.
They don't want an outsider in there.
The torpedo continues.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.